Hello, my name is Samantha Langlois. I live in Belfast. I have a master's degree in environmental studies and conservation biology. I homeschool my children, and I run our small farm. There are so many pieces to this project that I am concerned about, more than I can account for tonight in 3 minutes. I'm concerned about water usage. This project would draw surface water from the Little River watershed. I live on the Little River, upstream of this proposed project. I'm concerned as to how this project would affect the Little River watershed and my well and that of my neighbors. If my well is negatively impacted by this project, how much would it cost me to hire a hydrologist to prove that Nordic Aquafarms was responsible for any damage to my well, as is required by law in order to receive any sort of restitution?
We may want to slow down just a little bit. You're comfortable?
Sorry.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, and at this point, I'm going to be pretty relaxed about the three-minute rule, so if you have substance to say.
Thank you.
We're good. Very kind.
The only thing we can count on about climate change is that everything is becoming more unpredictable. Just because we have abundant clean water now doesn't mean we should give it away. I'm concerned about effluent in the bay. Just because we have been dumping nitrogen into the Penobscot River and Penobscot Bay for decades doesn't mean that adding more is a good idea. We already know that animals raised in confinement get sick. Outbreaks of disease have to be treated, perhaps with antibiotics, perhaps with antivirals, perhaps with chemical cleaners. Will this project have filters sufficient to completely remove these pollutants? Or will the effluent and all these pollutants as well get dumped into the bay together? How many times have we heard that technology will prevent problems? Historically, technologies fail and problems happen. Maine's rivers are filled with dioxins, PCBs, and mercury because technologies fail. I'm concerned about the carbon footprint of this project. According to an extensive carbon footprint report compiled by local engineer Jim Merkel, this project would increase Belfast's carbon footprint 5 to 7 times. Belfast City Council recently signed onto the Global Covenant of Mayors for Climate and Energy because they are, theoretically, concerned about our carbon footprint. I don't see how our City Council can be both invested in reducing our carbon footprint and supportive of this project at the same time. I'm concerned about water temperature. I have read that the discharge waters from this project may average between 15 and 20 degrees warmer than the ambient temperature of Belfast Bay. It is well understood in environmental science that thermal pollution has profound impacts on the ecosystems where they occur. How will the increase in water temperature impact our bay? I was recently at a local issues forum that was put on for local homeschooled teens here in Belfast so they could learn firsthand about this project. One of our city council members announced to this group that he would not support Nordic Aquafarms' proposed project if it wasn't for the tax benefit for the town. He went on to apologize to the kids assembled for the environmental damage that has been caused by his generation. One brave teenage girl responded to his comment with, "An apology is not enough." I would go beyond that to say that an apology on the heels of business as usual is like a slap in the face. It's just talk. We need action. We are looking down the barrel of climate change. We can't afford to continue to put economic growth before environmental health and protection. That is how we have gotten ourselves into the current climate emergency. This project is a huge experiment. Let's not trust our children's future to an experiment. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no questions,